Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The latest look at the percentage of drought coverage over the U.S. commodities continues to reflect long-range weather patterns. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
A look at overall U.S. drought coverage over a five-week period, August 30th to October 5th, reflected minute changes over that time.
As of October 5th, we see contiguous U.S. drought coverage at 47.45%. That is up about 0.8 percentage point from 5 weeks ago at the end of August.
Yet, as USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says, this was due to offsetting drought coverage over that time frame.
Notably, we saw markedly worsening conditions, termed a flash drought or a very rapidly developing short-term drought, across the south central United States. But at the same time, we actually saw improvement in the drought situation in several areas, primarily across the northern United States.
So how does that translate to coverage of drought over various commodities and crops? Rippey says with winter wheat planting and emergence season underway,
41% of the U.S. winter wheat production area is currently experiencing drought. And because of that flash drought in the southern plains, that is up sharply from 32% back on September 7th.
While for crops in primary corn and bean growing areas,
U.S. corn production area, 30% of the corn crop in drought as of October 5th, and that is down from a summer peak back in June of 41%. Similar picture with soybeans, 25% drought coverage as we begin the month of October. That is down from a summer peak of 36%.
Rippey notes that the percentage of U.S. hay covered in drought remains steady, much like the national overall drought coverage total.
Current number for hay production area in drought, 39%. That number has been somewhere between 30 and 40% for the entire year for all of 2021.
And domestic cattle inventory in drought
currently stands at 35%. That, too, has been relatively steady, ranging from 29 to 39% each week since March 16th of 2021.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. Have a great weekend. We'll see you again on Monday.